Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's get right into it. 585-252-9800 is the number to text or call. What is the quickest way to lose respect for someone? There's a laundry list.
There is a laundry list. I asked a couple of my friends, and I was thinking about this last night too, because I was on Instagram, and I don't follow this person, but sometimes it comes up like on the side or whatever. And this person has asked for money from people over the years that makes me think that they do not have a job.
Oh, they keep going to the well.
Which is fine. I mean, if you don't have a job, pop off. But I don't think that you cannot have a job and then just ask people to finance your life. And it's all for different causes, right? It's like for this and then it's for that. And it's the constant cause switch up that is keeping people on their toes to donate. And the fact that people are even still donating is crazy. But nevertheless.
Yeah, I would have been done the first round.
We talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago about using GoFundMe and
is that how
all these different like crowdfunding services. Yes.
They're asking for money.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And it got me thinking, I don't respect this person at all. I really don't. Because the way that you are conducting yourself to others and continuing to ask others to spend their hard-earned money on you because you either don't have a job or don't have the work ethic to get another job if you can't afford your life, that really just sends me through the moon. Yeah. It sends me through the moon. I get it. Like, the economy's tough. It's hard on these streets. But, like...
But you're taking everybody
Get another job, then.
You're taking everybody for a sucker.
Or get a job, period. And I feel like money is like kind of a low-hanging fruit to lose respect for someone, whether it's the way that they ask for money from people, whether it's the way that they...
Don't pay you back.
I was talking to my friend and she was like, when people, when your close friends request Venmos from you down to the cent. It's like, what if we're Venmoing cents back and forth? You're not my real friend.
You don't have to ask
me. Actually $10.15. It wasn't $10. Okay.
You know what? I'm like, typically going to round up. You don't need to ask me for $29.36. I'll just give you the 30.
Yeah. Even if it's 50 cents, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. I'm more susceptible to that. But then I got thinking of character building and what truly would send someone over the edge. I asked my
dirty
fiance,
underwear, dirty panties.
My fiance says, if you smell like feces, I will not be taking you seriously.
Well, who's she hanging out with?
I mean,
where's she going?
I'm not too sure. Another one for her that is like a big no-no. Is not pushing your chair in when you're done using it.
I don't like that either.
Did your parents not raise you right?
I don't like that either.
She claims that I do this. I really don't think I do. Maybe I've done it once or twice. And then a big one that I got on the text line was being rude to service workers. That is the biggest no-no.
I was going to tell you right off the bat, mine would be treating any service worker like complete garbage. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that. Or, you know, we want to hear from you guys too. Hit us up. What is the quickest way you lose respect for someone? Anyone who lies about their finances or job status to impress people, and there are some individuals who do it. They'll tell you, yeah, private driver. Translation, Uber.
Yeah.
Also, anyone who tries to make up every single story, like anyone who's trying to get validation or attention.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to these people. Okay?
Oh, I
They're gaslighting you.
I don't. I think there's a difference between someone being a good storyteller and adding the frills and over exaggerations for the sake of the story arc, and then someone just straight up lying. Like, that's just a different thing. This person says, if you don't have any manners, I wish absolutely nothing but the absolute worst for you. Oh my God. I think this is Patrice again. Mine is this. It's not my biggest one, but it is up there. If you cheat, not that we're dating, like whatever, that's a completely separate thing. I'm not talking about partners or anything like that.
Yeah.
If you can openly cheat on someone and then talk about it and kiki about it with others, like there's no issue whatsoever, you're a dirtbag.
Cheat on your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah. Like if you can cheat openly.
Yeah.
And talk about it openly, that's not it for me.
Well, I mean, you're obviously not capable of feeling feelings.
Correct.
I mean, that says a lot about you.
Go to therapy.
Let's go over to Maddie. Good morning, guys. I used to work for a manager that would publicly shame or humiliate someone for a private mistake. And he would go out of his way to make anyone feel so small any chance he got. I hate those type of people. The ones that constantly have to just make you feel so small. Because I used to have a boss that used to do the same exact thing. Not here. I mean, danger's great. We're not talking about danger. Yeah.
Yeah. This one is kind of like the opposite of that. This one is if you are not open to criticism or act like you know everything and you aren't willing to receive feedback. Oh, yeah, I know. I got it. No, you don't have it. Obviously, that's why I'm telling you that you're not doing it right. Yeah, no, I know. No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know everything. Nobody knows everything, period.
That's true.
This person says, when people try to one-up you, like, oh, I'm sick today. Oh, well, I'm more sick, etc. Yeah.
I came across the cringiest one-up you guys I've ever seen in my life.
So pick me.
I was with a couple of friends, and this is an old buddy of mine, but he's known for trying to one-up everyone. And he's an older guy. But we're all hanging out. We're having cigars, and we're just relaxing. My buddy's in town visiting, and he starts telling the story about how during September 11th, his aunt was on the 14th floor and she got out safely. Mm-hmm. And it was a very tragic experience, not just for him, but for the entire family back then.
Obviously.
And then without any hesitation, without batting an eye, like, oh, I'm so happy to hear.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I had a friend who was on the 21st floor. I'm like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing right now?
What are we doing here?
What now what? Where do you want to go from here?
Why?
It was so cringe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people like that, man, are... Moose, do you want to go deeper into this whole dirty underwear thing? No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
That's why you just got to pull at me and not wear any.
Yeah.
It's easier for everybody involved.
Yeah. And then we'll leave it with Dave, who says anyone who keeps score of every favor and weaponizes it against you as leverage are the worst type of people.
Why are you still thinking about that? Like, don't you have other things to think about? Don't you have other things to fill up your brain space than you buying me a drink back in 2009? Please give me a break.
New rule. You can only go to the well once. If somebody goes to GoFundMe more than once, you don't have to donate. Do not feel obligated.
Ever.
These people
I'm barely donating the first time.
mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Ever cut your own bangs and think,
all right, you guys, weed is legal, which we know. And there has been so many different dispensaries and cannabis CBD companies that have been in and around our area. Founded in 2018, six Grease graduates were involved in this company called New Wave and their products, and they can be found in 90% of legal cannabis dispensaries in New York State.
Nice.
And honestly, they're crushing it. They really are. Said we started with a So they said we started with a 300 square foot space behind a retail. It's actually a vape shop. And then they started perfecting gummies and sending it out to some vape shops across the country. And next thing you know, they founded pretty good gummies, and they were self-taught with other products. And now they've grown from their 300 square foot space to where they are now. They roughly have 100 people working in the Chai Life facility producing hemp and CBD products. And they're really getting after it. So the manufacturing products are in a lot of different things, but they said the Rochester area is the ideal location for the business.
Right.
And just last week, the state announced $5 million that was generated just from cannabis-generated revenue would go to 50 youth-focused non-for-profits in New York State.
Look at them doing something
and
good.
Several of them are in Monroe County, like Hope 585, Center for Youth Services, Unity Hospital, and Urban League of Rochester. And I know a lot of people are like so back and forth about, you know, weed and cannabis being legal. But when you have numbers like that come out that are directly reflecting the good that it's doing in our state, let alone our community, it's really great.
It's good
news and good stuff.
Remember, kids, it's for legal adults use only, 21 plus in New York State. Okay?
Pop off.
Big Kush girl over here.
Smoke it if you got it. It's 420 somewhere. You know what I mean?
It's really nice, though. All kidding aside, it's great that they're giving back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They're taking the money they made in their business. They're giving it back to the community. And it's awesome. It's nice to hear. A woman in Rochester, coming up next, is demanding her entire neighborhood ban all candy with nuts this Halloween because her son has an allergy. So apparently now it's on the entire neighborhood to protect her kid. Would you go along with it or would you push back? We're going to talk with Marissa, who brought this story to our attention, coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always will be. Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show. 55 for the high today. I want to get straight over to Marissa this morning, who's on hold. And listen, we get it. Allergies are real. And they're scary. But what Marissa's neighbor is asking everyone in the neighborhood to do, it's making my skin crawl.
Ugh, it's not good.
Marissa, are you there?
Yeah, hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Oh, you got to tell us what's going on. Thank you for coming on, by the way.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
So pretty much what you're talking about, my neighbor is being absolutely extreme about Halloween candy.
Okay.
This year. Yeah, she literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts. Because her seven-year-old has a peanut allergy.
So now it's on everybody else to not serve. I don't understand, though. How can she... how long have you lived in this neighborhood?
Oh, my gosh. I've been here like 10 years.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like...
Can I ask what town... Marissa, are you comfortable with telling us what town you live in?
Oh, Chile.
Okay.
Yeah, that tracks. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, it basically means no Snickers, no Reese's, no trail mix, nothing that even contains traces.
I mean, that's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, okay. Fully, unless it's like a Hershey's bar.
Right. I mean, like, I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
No.
No.
No, it's not. So you're basically telling me instead of her going through each piece of candy and picking out the ones her son can't have, she decided she's going to put her energy elsewhere and go door to door and tell everybody that they can't serve any candy that has peanuts in it.
Exactly. Yeah. The onus is on us. And I said to her, I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had a problem with this. We will absolutely make sure not to stop at your house because I don't want you killing my children on Halloween.
That's being so extreme.
What?
Can you believe that?
I'm
not
so...
her telling you what to do in your own home. That is crazy.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I was so angry. I mean, isn't it your responsibility to check your kids' candy and decide what they can and can't eat? Exactly.
Regardless of whether they have an allergy or not, you're supposed to be checking your kids' candy anyways for blades and needles and all the things. Like, come on.
Have you talked to any other neighbors about this?
Well, it's interesting because some people are on board with it, and then other people are like me. You know, like, why should we be pressured to completely change what we hand out so this one kid doesn't feel left out?
I don't understand. Are you guys scared of her? Who's on board with this? Is she?
Wow.
Is she the perfect neighbor?
We saw that.
Oh my goodness.
We saw how that one turned out. Oh my god. Yeah, it's giving similar energy.
Marissa, what's the plan here? What are you gonna do?
Well, I don't know. I feel like, you know, am I the evil neighbor if I decide not to? You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to just, like, coalesce to her or just, you know, stand my ground? I don't know. I need your advice.
You definitely stand your ground. Don't give in to this crap.
Like,
okay.
We're not in school and, like, it's not airborne. It's like, you're the one coming onto my property.
What are the neighbors hand-feeding this kid on their porch?
They're baby birding him.
The hell?
Yeah. Dead. I mean, she thinks I'm going to kill him with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like,
I always take issue with people telling others how to live life in their own home and on their own space and turf. Like, hey, you don't pay my mortgage nor my taxes, so you're actually not going to tell me what to do with my house or what I do in my house. Thank you so much.
I just, you know, I don't know. It's just there's so many people on board, and I have to be honest. I mean, she's got a lot of power in the neighborhood, and
what? She's the president of the
HOA. Who is she?
She's a lot, and I think people are just afraid to, you know, get in the way, and I don't know. But the thing is, I already bought my candy.
No, Marissa, do not back down. Listen, let me get to some calls and texts coming in. 585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in. Your neighbor's a psychopath. Who does this? Can we figure out? You know what would be great? We should get an inflatable of Mr. Peanut and put it on your front yard.
That is a haunted house. I don't think he'll want to step through. You know what I mean?
Marissa, literally. Hold the line. Stand your ground. You already bought the candy. She does not have to bring her son up to your doorstep to say trick or treat, okay? She could skip
Thank
your
you.
House. Who
yeah,
gives a crap?
She can.
All right, let me get to some messages here. Thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate you calling up this morning.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. This is the... I don't know. I'm so angry.
Why? I haven't heard,
because this is like... This is like walking into a restaurant and demanding they remove peanuts from every single meal, even the ones you're not ordering, because you might walk past someone eating a pad thai. What?
That sounds good.
It does. Let's get over to some of your messages, because believe it or not, there are some people who actually side with this nut job. No pun intended.
Nope.
Let's go over to Anne. Good. Anne says, good. If my kid needs a safe Halloween to keep him alive, every house on the block can buy a bag of Skittles. It's one night. Grow up or move. Your convenience doesn't trump a child's life. I don't want to hear whining about tradition when someone's allergy could kill a child. Personal responsibility is great until the consequences is a dead kid. Guys, come on. Are we for real right now? It's the parents' responsibility. She's telling the entire neighborhood, you can't serve peanuts. You can't hand out peanuts. Okay, fine. But as a parent, shouldn't you be going through each piece of candy anyway if your kid has an allergy?
Right. This person says, still hand out whatever candy you like to all children and maybe offer a single nut-free option to that one child if they do come to your door, which sounds like they're not going to.
Listen, I mean, how many options are there when you buy candy for Halloween? Every single bag is a bag of mixed whatever. There's Skittles in that bag. Mm-hmm. And the kid, he's going to get it to
the all special Skittles. Treatment is crazy.
Brad says, I'm not saying people shouldn't be careful. But this is Halloween, not a hospital ward. Kids need to learn boundaries and responsibility too. Instead of demanding every neighbor change what they hand out, maybe teach the kid to check labels himself. Yeah.
So this is crazy. This is from foodallergy.org. Mm-hmm. Someone just texted this in.
Okay.
It's called the Teal Pumpkin Project, and it's raising food allergy awareness and offering the option for non-food trinkets and toys to be put in separate bowls, which is like a teal pumpkin. I think that's what the whole project is. So you'll have a teal pumpkin that is completely set to the side that doesn't contain food, considering the fact that some of these kids are allergic to certain things and all different things at that. So it's just different trinkets and things that you don't ingest. So they can still feel like they're a part of trick-or-treating without almost dying.
Yeah, there are some neighbors who will hand out things that are non, you know, like spider rings. Maybe a little notebook with a mechanical pencil.
Right.
Some of us were bummed to get those things. But, you know, now that I think of it, that's actually, I prefer that over candy.
I guess I didn't realize that this was already like kind of a thing in motion for certain neighborhoods. It's a full campaign, full project underway.
Well, I can understand if she went door to door and started to explain the campaign. You know what I mean?
Right.
But to go door to door and demand everybody just not serve any kind of candy with.
No, there's a way to handle it. So entitled. It's so entitled.
Andrea says, this is ridiculous. My son had a gluten allergy. You don't see me handing out a list to the neighborhood. I just tell him you can't eat that one. Problem solved. Travis says, tell that woman to kick rocks. The whole neighborhood has to go on lockdown for your kid. There's also a middle ground. Yeah. Parents can protect their kids without controlling the entire block.
You're setting your kid up for failure also to think that, like, to start them off by being like, yes, everyone will conform to your ways. When they actually get in the real world in real life situations, that's obviously not how the real world works. So they're going to be very confused when they're 18 years old, off to college at the dining hall for the first time and be like, wait, everyone's not going to just like conform to me and my needs and allergies?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, what's the program called that they're doing?
The Teal Pumpkin Project.
The Teal Pumpkin Project. I think that's great because it does give kids an option to go trick-or-treating and not feel left out. You know what I mean? They're still being a part of Halloween, you know what I mean? Especially if they have an allergy. That's great if the whole neighborhood's involved with that. I think this woman just went about it the wrong way. Let me get to one more. We got to take a break. Good morning, guys. I used to be a teacher, and I would see this all the time. Parents think the world should be bubble-wrapped for their kid. You got to teach them how to live safely, not expect everyone else to do it for you.
Correct.
All right.
Exactly.
We got to take a quick break. I don't want to, but it's what needs to be done to protect our mental health this morning. Thank you guys for the messages. Best of luck to Marissa. I would love to know who this neighbor is.
No, literally. Bring her on the show.
It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY traffic.
490 through Pittsford, eastbound lanes. Heavy around Route 31. It's not too bad getting down towards 31. Crawls past 31 right now. Maybe 3/4 of a mile of really heavy stuff. Westbound is slow for 1/4 mile, approaching Route 96. 590 southbound out of Irondequoit. Don't forget on again, slow stuff from 104 into the 490 interchange with an accident before Browncroft Boulevard that so far doesn't seem to be adding to delays. And then 390 southbound out of Greece, moving well from 104 into the 490 interchange. I'm Alan Carr with the latest from the Barnes Farm Traffic Center. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devin's, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Hey, Dan, that spaceship-wide lunch meeting at noon, please say it's not more astronaut ice cream and powdered orange drink.
Negatory. Ground Control hooked us up with Easy Cater, so now we can order from a galaxy of restaurants with tools to stay on budget and meet our dietary needs.
Thank heavens. My dairy tolerance and anti-gravity is not great.
And with Easy Cater, it's all on one simple platform, so we can focus on space stuff, like that asteroid. So how about tacos? Hold the cheese.
Easy Cater, a stellar way to order food for work. Order now at easycater.com.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The crisp air, the turning leaves, it can only mean one thing here in Rochester. It's time for the Vision Buick GMC Fall for Savings sales event. Right now, you can lease a 2026 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE 4x4 for just $269 a month for 36 months with zero security deposit. One location, hundreds of new cars, thousands in savings. The Fall for Savings sales event is going on right now, so grab your pumpkin spice latte and follow your heart to Vision Buick GMC on Panorama Trail in Penfield.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
At LensSeek, we know running a business takes heart, hustle, and sometimes a little help.
That's why we stand with you. With our exclusive AI lending platform, connecting you to over 100 funders. If you've been in business for at least 2 years with a minimum annual revenue of $500,000, you can get up to $1 million in funding in as fast as 24 hours. No collateral, no prepayment penalties, no red tape. Apply today with no cost or obligation at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Accidents don't wait for business hours, and neither do we. Our team is available 24/7. Don't wait. There are short time deadlines. Hurt in a car? Call William Matar. 585-444-4444. Main Street, Williamsville. West Main Street, Rochester.
Last chance for scares! The final weekend of the legendary Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is upon us! Unleash your screams one last time this season, October 25th and 26th. Grab your tickets before they disappear at hauntedhayridesrochester.com and prepare for a fright-filled finale.
Whether I'm at my desk or on the phone, taking a drive or home alone, I'm keeping your payment as low as can be.
Low Payment Club.
That's LPC. At James Mitsubishi, hundreds of people have joined my Low Payment Club. And this month, I'm going to make it even easier. Right now, you can buy any new Mitsubishi SUV with 0% for 60 months. That'll make your payment low, 0% for 60 months. You can be behind the wheel of a 2025 Outlander Sport for just $398 per month. And it's not a lease, you own it, just $398 per month.
Low Payment Club.
Where can you buy a brand new car for under $400 per month? Yep, only at James Mitsubishi. Plus, you don't have to stand in line for this club. Just text the letters LPC, Low Payment Club, to James1 now. That's James1, only at James Mitsubishi in Greece.
With approved credit, 1.99% APR for 72 months. MSRP 28720 plus tax and fees. Offers don't combine.
Low Payment Club.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials, Facebook, IG, and X at 98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.